Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Glamier. Hi, this is Dr. Tabitha Mir. I'm a cosmetic dermatologist, owner, and founder of Mir Skin Cosmetic in New York City, and star of an Emmy Award-winning Bravo TV show. My podcast is all about great conversations with your favorite celebrities, media personalities, and well-known experts in the worlds of lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. Through their stories, I hope to uplift, inspire, and educate. This is Glamier.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Glam Mirror with me, Dr. Tabitha Mir, and today I've got the cast from Hustle and Soul, WeTV's season 2, which is a series that follows owner and head chef, Chef Lawrence Page, who's here, and in his personal and professional life at his Brooklyn soul food restaurant,
The Pink Teacup,
and yeah. He's here with Anna, his GF/GM, general manager. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's good to be here. How are you doing?
I'm great. I had to give you guys a proper intro, especially after seeing you last night and how much you guys turned up in your jacket and your outfit for your premiere party. It was great.
It was a good night.
Season 2. Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you guys believe it?
You know what? We still can't believe it.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're looking like season 2 is here. It took us like 6 months to shoot.
Oh, wow.
And, long shoot.
You know, wow.
And every day we had to like look at ourselves and like, this is season two.
Okay, we didn't talk about the pressures of season 2. I do. Uh-huh. But I want people to learn a little bit about you because okay. I think your story is pretty damn cool, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about yourself as far as how you got to this point, because I've read that you've worked in indie films, you've worked with hip hop artists, and now you're, you know,
yes.
a head chef owner.
Yes.
How did that come to be?
Well, I direct and produce a lot of independent film all my life, and that's my love. It mm-hmm. was always my love, and mm-hmm. it still is. And I own a small production company, and I remember, you know, directing and producing a movie called Murder Music with Mobb Deep, and I did Jay-Z Can't Knock the Hustle remix to his video.
Nice.
And there was a time where when 9/11 happened, it was a very, very sad moment for everybody. And I remember, like, damn, I can't get no budget.
Yeah.
So
it changed a lot of things.
It changed a lot of things.
Stuff that was important in the industry, and it just came to a halt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I needed to eat.
Yeah.
So literally, I needed to eat. So I didn't want to go back to work for anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was doing really well with my production company, and I said I need to buy a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into the bakery business and I learned how to bake.
Mm-hmm.
So while everybody was still going through that time, that grieving period, I opened up a bakery immediately. I didn't waste any time on 23rd and 5th.
Wow.
It's
what was it called?
J'adore French Bakery.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I live not too far from there.
Yeah.
I might have remembered that.
Right there.
So you reinvented yourself.
I did. But, you know, I didn't want to go too far away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when Pink Teacup came about,
mm-hmm.
it was very important for me, you know, to buy this institution, because Pink Teacup Restaurant was around since 1954.
Yeah, it was an institution.
Yes.
1954. It was originally in New York City's
yes.
West Village.
That's right.
Why
That's right.
and how did that happen?
They were closing because,
yeah.
you know, they've been around, and it's always been a safe haven for musicians
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature. And like if you wasn't in the music business or the entertainment business, you wouldn't know about Pink Teacup because
oh,
that's
wow.
how they kept it for years.
Oh, wow.
So when it closed, I used to always eat there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would take a lot of my clients there, artists. And one day I was there and I saw a for sale sign. I mean, I saw a closing sign going up.
Oh,
and
wow.
the community got together and they tried to save it. And I just told everybody, put away your pockets, put away your funds, I'm going to take it. You
yeah.
know, so I took it, and mm-hmm. they told me I was crazy because I'm buying a failing business,
mm-hmm.
and they was right.
Yeah.
I was
crazy.
That
is a little crazy. The restaurant business, a failing restaurant. It is nuts. It's not like crazy. A sure bet. You
I don't know what the hell.
Did you, all right, so did you know much about the restaurant industry before you?
No.
Okay, so you were in for like I dated a guy who was a GM, and it's like, even I'm like, I'm never doing that again. It's never doing that again. That's not happening. Okay, that's really interesting because I didn't realize that the Pink Teacup was such a haven and a special place for musicians and artists. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yes.
So because of your background in that.
And don't forget, you had guys like Jimi Hendrix washing dishes there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, his studio was right around the corner called Purple Lady, I believe, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Basquiat eating there every day, the artist.
Cool. So a lot of history there.
Yeah, history goes on for days.
So the West Village location was where it was originally. Did you buy that location?
I tried to get that location, but the landlord is like, you know.
It's $2 million a month.
Not even. He just became a part of the institution, and he's like, you know, the guy who owned it, you know, great guy. He died a couple of years ago. His name was Charles Ray, and he's the guy I adopted it from. And he was 96, and he was really good friends with the landlord and things that they've been around a long time. So he just said, like, you know, I got new partners now, and they want to go a different direction. So I just decided to move it around a corner. Mm-hmm. So it did go from paying like $3,000 or $4,000 a month to $30,000 a month.
Wow! Yeah. Wow! So you came in the West Village and location, and they moved it a little bit, but that's the one you bought. That's the one you started at. How did it go from there to Brooklyn? Like, what made that choice?
It went from there, and then it went to 6th and 14th Street.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And that was a horrible location. That's when I met my girl here.
Yeah, 6th and 14th is tough.
Yeah,
I remember that. I think
it was tough.
How long? How many years ago was that?
2012, 2013.
I definitely remember that.
Cause I was right across the street from McDonald's.
Yeah.
HSBC.
Yeah. I'm laughing because I know exactly what you're talking about.
The HSBC bank is there. Yeah.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that's a terrible location.
Oh, my God.
That's awful.
I remember Kanye West pulling up with his Bentleys. Was like, it was three of them. And Kim Kardashian got out, and they walk inside, and he looks at me. And he looks around. I said, "Don't worry, I got upstairs for you." So I rush him upstairs, and then he was like, "Okay, better."
Yeah.
But then I remember the guy he was with. What was it, Kim's friend?
That
guy,
Jonathan.
Food God.
Jonathan.
Yeah, I had dinner with him the other night. Yeah. Food God.
Yeah.
Jonathan said, "What are we doing here?"
Yeah, I know.
And Kanye said, "Trust me, you don't know. This is my boy."
Yeah.
And after they ate the food, he loved it. And but then he looks at Anna and says. Remember, John looked at you and said something when you were there?
He said something about, this fried chicken.
No, he said, what are you doing? Yeah, he did say it was better than Roscoe's.
Oh, nice.
But he also said, what are you doing working here?
No, that was not
him. What do you mean?
That was actually Bruce Jenner.
That was Bruce Jenner?
That was Bruce Jenner.
What did Bruce Jenner say to you?
Bruce Jenner came in. I was like, I know his face, but I couldn't place him. Like, oh my gosh, okay, whatever. So I'm talking to them, and it was him and a fashion designer, actually, and a couple friends. Uh-huh. And he turns to me, and I was serving. I was host, you know, doing everything.
Yeah.
And he says, "You're too pretty to be working here."
Wow. And that's the dumbest comment I've ever heard in my life.
I said, thanks. Thank you. Okay.
What are you supposed to say?
But
to
she
that?
Told me that.
Yeah.
Like, you better be lucky because Bruce Jenner just told me I'm working here slaying chicken.
So basically, Anna's like, oh, F you, Bruce. And then she took that and turned around like, listen, man, you're lucky to have
Bruce
me.
Bruce told me.
That's great. That's a great story. Bruce said to you, you're too pretty to work here.
Like, I said, thanks.
Were you like, thanks, Bruce?
No, I didn't even know he was really Bruce Jenner at that moment. I was just like, I know his face. I couldn't place it. But okay, but maybe he's just a customer.
Yeah.
I treat everyone with the same you know, respect and everything.
Yeah.
So when he said that, I'm like, okay, thanks, weird guy, all right, you know?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I'm like, holy shit, that's Bruce Jenner. Because I'm like, oh my God, Kim K, that's Bruce Jenner.
That's Bruce Jenner.
But we knew it was a bad location because of the last guy who told me, he said, I think you should probably find a better location. I've been supporting you since the West Village. He says, I live around here. And he said, but this location is tough. It's a bus stop. Yeah. And that was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, it's a lot of history, and that's a pretty cool comment from somebody like mm-hmm. that. You
yeah.
know? And it is a tough look. People that don't know New York, it's 14th Street, 6th Avenue. That's yeah. a bus stop. It's yeah. You got a McDonald's across the street.
It was tough.
Well, we ate at McDonald's at times.
Yeah. I hate McDonald's. You didn't want your food. Just went to McDonald's afterwards.
I had
afterwards.
Some french fries.
I love it.
But then we went to Brooklyn, and then...
Why yeah. Brooklyn?
Because things were changing.
Yeah.
Everybody was going to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And I keep hearing my customers like, you'll do better in Brooklyn. You got to come to Brooklyn. Brooklyn's mm-hmm. the new Manhattan. And I got tired of hearing it for years and years.
I still get tired of hearing it.
Yeah.
But when I went there, it was like better for me because it was quiet. In the neighborhood, it was peaceful,
and it was a neighborhood.
Yeah, but then I hate it because it was like too quiet because I missed the hustle and bustle.
Yeah,
because it became neighborhood, and I don't get busy until like the evening time or mm-hmm. nighttime because mm-hmm. it's neighborhood it's and everybody's neighborhood. At work.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
so it was a different change for me. So I says, I can't fail again. I got to figure this shit out.
Right.
So, oops, I'm sorry.
No, you can swear. Yeah, I said shit out.
I just said I got to figure it out.
How long have you been in Brooklyn?
7 years now.
7 years.
Oh, yeah, six, 7 years. Yeah.
Five. You know, but you kind of want to. So you're. The cuisine there is soul food. Can you just describe what your meals are like?
My meals are very fulfilling, I like to say. It's very satisfying, but I did it in a way where, you don't say roll the bed out after you finish eating. I changed the concept of soul food a lot. Yeah, I started cooking a lot more healthy.
Don't unbutton that top buckle on your belt.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's Anna helped me out a lot with the menu. She's like my go-to girl when it comes to creating mm-hmm. dope dishes mm-hmm. and, and what people are going to eat when they come in tonight and how you should prepare this food. And like, she's kind of like my sous chef.
Yeah.
But she's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
More like my sous girl.
Sous girl. Your sous girl. You're too pretty to be a sous chef. what's cool about this is like your training. Your mom influenced you big time.
You're good. You know your stuff.
I got questions.
She's really
good.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I'm laser focused because I'm going to eat that chicken when I come to your place, and I want to make sure where it came from. So your mom is the one that really inspired you.
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
Because you didn't have formal chef training.
That's no, I didn't even know how to do it. I didn't. Mm-mm. I just knew I bought a brand and I fired the chef and mm-hmm. I had to train myself to be a chef. And I was like, I don't know how to do this. And I'm like, well, you come from that world of entertainment and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. She said,
it's the same thing.
Yeah. But I didn't know about social media or anything. Like, I didn't know any of that stuff. And she's a lot younger than me. So that was her department. So she's like, look, I'm going to pull your pants up, boy, and teach you about the real world.
So I'm going to show you the real world. So it's true. Social media is what it fuels a lot of stuff. I mean, it's you can't have a business now
right.
mm-hmm. without that.
You can't.
No.
Bless you.
You can't sneeze on air, and I just said. So what's cool about that is, like you said, you talk a lot about how your mom was a big influence.
Yes.
And what was that? Do you think that influence helped you with this in a big way?
I totally did. Yeah. 100. I don't think I would be here if it, right now, mm-hmm. Being the chef that I am. If it wasn't for her, because mm-hmm. I remember growing up and she used to sell, a lot of dishes to people. Oh, I'm sorry, that shouldn't be on.
It's okay. That's a loud ring. That's a good one. You can swear, we can cut this out. It's okay.
All right, there you
go. It's a new case you got.
Yeah, it's like this big old VCR thing.
No, normally that's me, so don't feel bad. It's usually me ringing. It took me 2 years before I realized how to turn my phone off.
Yeah, so mom was always like cooking for different people, at her job, just giving, and especially on Thanksgiving night. Yeah. And I remember saying when we were small, like she would back the kitchen up a lot, and I'm like, why are you cooking for all these people? She said, because they like my food, they like the sweet potato pies, they like the collard greens, and I'm like, why is everybody coming to our house and they have their own kitchens?
It's a social, if you cook good food, it brings people together, mm-hmm. and uh-huh. then you create this atmosphere.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that what you kind of felt?
Yeah, but I really understood that she was the better soul food cook than everybody else in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that my mom had that gift, so I was always in the kitchen as a little boy, like mm-hmm. tasting foods mm-hmm. and asking her, how do you make this and how do you, and my sister didn't even do it.
No,
yeah,
it was you, so you were always interested.
Yeah, so I never knew that I had it in me.
Yeah.
Until I was forced to do it.
That's the truth, amen, I understand that. And so one of the cool things that you're doing is you're trying to get a Michelin star. What is that? I know what it is. It means you're really good.
Michelin star. So it's basically just telling the world that, hey, this is a great restaurant.
Yeah.
It's from French, it's from Michelin Guide.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's like the top of the line.
It's
thing to get.
It's like yeah, but an
it's,
Oscar.
Yeah, but it's very like, yeah. you know, the things with Michelin restaurants, and I wanted to do it the first season, but I'm away from that now because yeah. a lot of chefs have, you know, drove them crazy.
Yeah,
and
because they
ended
have
their
to
careers.
Fit. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I started changing, mm-hmm. you know, after the last couple of years working with the show and mm-hmm. the Michelin thing and noticing that life is not perfect. Like, sometime I'll put on a pair of jeans with a hole in it, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Things
can't
are not
do that
perfect.
If it's a Michelin restaurant.
No, you can't.
I agree, and I, yeah. you know, I think that I've read and seen documentaries on chefs trying to get that star, mm-hmm. and it is all-consuming because mm-hmm. you have to fit within the criteria that they give you.
Yeah.
And I don't think it lends to creativity. I
right.
might be wrong.
Yeah. Right. No, you're right. But even down to and they told me you have to be very creative. I'm like, well, how damn creative am I getting? You know what I mean?
You can be very creative, but not that creative.
Right.
Yeah. You can't do that. You can't wear those.
But here's the catch yeah. to that. It's hard to get a Michelin star restaurant. It depends on your servers.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's about the service.
Yes, it
so
is.
So if someone comes in with having a bad day,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
and then you happen to get that Michelin inspector there that day,
yeah. yeah.
you don't know who he is because they don't announce who they are.
No, they come in and they just eat.
So mm-hmm. nowadays, you know, a restaurant business is an open revolving door, so mm-hmm. you don't have servers like you used to have them anymore. Like yeah. the old guy, you go to some of these old places in Manhattan, these servers been there for years,
yeah.
and they're pretty
yeah,
good,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But the new people coming in the game,
no,
oh,
yeah.
my boyfriend did this, I can't stand his ass.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, my gosh. You know?
That's how
one girl called out and said, I can't make it because I don't have laundry. I don't have clean laundry. I said, what?
I know the struggle. Like, I ran my own office for a while, and the biggest challenge I had was the office staff. I mean, I had a girl, you don't even want to know. Like,
I do.
yeah, we do want to know.
She came into my office one day, and she was 45 minutes, maybe an hour late. I was steaming at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm really sorry. I had an abortion this morning. I was like,
oh.
And what are you supposed to, and then, well, I'm female too, so I can get away with saying something
yeah.
a little extra. I'm like, okay. And then she hands me a cup. And she's like, could you know it's National Bosses Day? I'm like, you think that this cup is going to make you think giving me a cup is going to help? No.
Wow.
It was just
you
like,
need your reality show.
I was
That's
like,
crazy.
Well, I was just like, she tells me that she just had an abortion in the toilet that morning and she hands me a cup. And I was like, something's not right. You had an abortion and you had time to go buy me a cup afterwards.
Yeah.
Wow.
Give to me. No. Mm.
And she probably came to me for a job later.
Probably.
And then asked me for a recommendation for you. So, yeah. But let's talk about your servers on your show. Oh, my God.
My servers, you know.
You guys have great food, but the people that are on this show definitely have some fiery personalities.
And that's mm-hmm. kind of hard because I'm constantly like trying to manage multiple personalities. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I think that's the hard part.
And that's
part.
Just your own.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
But is it really like, I mean, I'm watching some of the stuff. And mm-hmm. first of all, whoa, is that real or is it made for TV? You can tell me. No one's listening. No one's listening.
You know
listening.
What? I can say that it's real.
It's real.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it. I'm proud of my restaurant mm-hmm. and I'm proud of the achievements,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not proud of what we have to go through because family fights family, and I'm like, guys, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's explosive.
It's hard.
It is.
How many dishes painful. Do you guys break in a week in those 6 months that you were taping? How many dishes?
Oh, man. We started getting the plastic kind after
yeah,
we got tired of wasting money.
Right? Get the kind, you know, that stuff that was a Pyrex that doesn't
yeah.
break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
a but it's difficult because a big part of it, you know, you can't blame everybody. Like, I play a really big part of the blame.
Yeah. Why is that? Anna's rolling her eyes right now. Who wants
yeah,
to answer that question?
Like, yeah.
It's like
I kind of slipped a little bit.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I found myself now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm
slipped into another woman's arms.
Yeah. yeah.
No.
I think you're blushing.
No, I'm okay now. I'm okay
yeah.
now.
No. But it was part yeah. of the story, mm-hmm. you know.
But it's we fuck up sometimes as yeah. men, and a lot of times guys don't admit it. But you know, I didn't understand. Now I understand why you go through. Like, it's I can't fucking talk. When a woman comes around you, right? And you, I have a great woman, Anna. I love her to death, and you know, we've been together. And but I gotta pray.
Yeah.
You know. No, what I mean is that when I'm doing 16, 17 hours a day.
What
and
are you praying
wait,
for?
Wait a minute. Don't even go there because the 16, 17 hours a day I do right with you. So
yeah.
you had the time to go find a private space with someone during the 16 hours a day that I'm in that restaurant with you.
It didn't happen like that.
That I'm in there with you.
Right.
So,
but it doesn't happen like that.
It does happen like
coat check room.
It's like, oh my God, be quiet. Anna's listening. Give me your number. I'm gonna call you later.
No,
did
it's
you feel,
not.
Did you feel like
no?
No.
I just try to build my customer awareness.
Yeah, whatever.
I do.
Whatever.
I feel like I need to be a counselor right now. All
okay.
right. So, how do you feel it happened if it didn't happen the way she said it?
Because people have feelings, right? And
yeah.
I got a big heart,
mm-hmm.
and I try to help these women out sometime. And sometime it just they just take advantage of me.
Yeah.
And I tell Anna that, look, I didn't mean to do that. It's just that I didn't see it coming on that angle. I didn't know that going out with a person and just talking to them and trying to give them money to help them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm homeless. I need money. Yeah, I say, all right, I'll get you your rent because you work for me and I help you out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to get this, and the girls mm-hmm. are looking a certain way. Can
you
I get my hair done?
You know,
that's nothing wrong
that's
with
what women do with their boyfriends.
Right.
That's what they do with their boyfriends. They call their boyfriend and they say, hey, babe, can I get money? Can I get this? Can I get that? That's not your responsibility, and I think that you as a boss don't have to be doing that with your employees. Because now, do you realize how productivity has gone down with your employees? How we can't get things done?
She is a GM.
Come on. I can't even get the bartender to make a drink because she's cursing you out because you didn't call her back.
Well, I can't give the show away, but that was
last year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, she's well.
Do you think that you take it too far? I'm just asking. I have no. Do you think that maybe you should be less nice?
But then what happens? I change. It changes me, and I don't want to change.
Yeah.
I want to continue to be a nice guy.
Would you do that for a guy? Would you do that for a guy? Is it just the women?
Say that again.
Would you do it for a guy? Like if it was a...
Yeah. Of course I would. Yes,
no, I would. No. The twins needed a new uniform shirt and you told him he has tips. He makes his own tips.
Well, the twins like models, so they can go out there and run the one way and make
their own. But you see what I mean? Okay, so here comes another chick. Oh my God, my nail broke. Oh, let me give you some money to fix it. Come with me.
No, so, and it's not like that. I just like helping people out. I just want people to be good and have good spirit.
And you think that they take it the wrong way and they
a
think
few
that
of
you're
them
interested?
Does.
Right.
A few of them does. Mm-hmm. A few of them
have
did.
You ever had to say, hey, I'm not interested in you that way? Like
I did.
You know, I just want to be your boss.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And then they get very angry at me. And
yeah, because they think you've misled them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And that's been my biggest struggle that I'm working with as mm-hmm. being a chef. Because when you're in a cooking, you just focus on your food and Anna runs the front of the house. So I'm not looking at the things that she look at as a woman, which I should pay attention to. You know, I haven't done it in a minute. I've been good. So I've been really good.
A couple months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did that, you guys broke up, came back together, and then there was a whole thing about that.
And then we broke up and got back together. Yeah. And broke up, got back together.
So what brings you guys back together every time? I mean, you're
she
great
can't
business
live without
partners.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please, you can't live without me.
She can't live without me.
Oh my gosh. She can't live without me. All right.
Yeah.
We got this house in Miami and it has like a
TV.
Oh, my mic is good. Right here.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, so
TV room.
TV room.
Yeah, well, the sinks. We have like three bathrooms, and I said I would mm-hmm. like to have my own.
No. Your own bathroom.
But check this out. She says no.
Oh, you need your own bathroom.
You see what I mean? Stupid stuff like that, dude.
No.
Like, why do you have to share my private space? Like, what am I doing in my own bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Why, Anna?
It's not even the bathroom.
No.
It's like he's like, I want my own bathroom. You think I can have my own bedroom so I can watch TV at night? I'm like, well, what do we live together for? What do we live together for? Maybe you need your own apartment. You get what I'm saying? Like, maybe you need your own apartment.
You know what? You know what, Anna? I think I need my own house.
Yeah, basically.
But we still live together.
But that's how I try to keep my relationship together. I don't want to overcrowd it because we've seen each other, you know, for all these hours a day. So my thing is like, let me just get a little bit of space
mm-hmm.
so we could try to be together because I messed up. You know, I mean, I ended up dealing with one of the girls in the show. She worked for me for a while.
Yeah. Is she still with you guys? Can you tell us or not yet?
I can't really
to
say.
Be continued?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just a nasty thing and it destroyed our relationship. And mm-hmm. we're working on it right now. Would you mm-hmm. say so? We're trying to build another restaurant, get our lives back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you want to be with each other.
Yeah.
She's looking at her.
Yeah. He's like, please. Please. Told you can't live without me.
I mean, what are your? All right, so we talk about the relationship. It seems like it's a work in progress. You made some mistakes. You're giving a lot of yourself to people that she thinks that you should have boundaries with. You know,
right.
And you're thinking about that, considering it. And you are coming back because you have a kid together
mm-hmm.
and you love him.
Mm-hmm.
And why else?
Just it's been like what we've been together like what 6 years. 6 years.
She likes my chicken.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, it's a potato salad.
Yeah,
it's the potato
That's
salad.
That's a potato salad.
Yeah.
Well, what's your goals now? Like from here on out, like you guys have are opening a place in Miami.
Yeah.
And is it that you just want to keep opening places together and have?
Yeah, we love the hospitality business, and we want to just drive it, especially, you know, as African American chef. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to be able to take soul food to the next level. I do, and it's important that we take this food and we change it up and we actually, you know, infuse it with different things and keep, like, Anna's Latin and Spanish and, you know.
And some other influences.
Yeah, yeah, we do things like that. So I want to keep opening them up and, like I'm doing a vegan restaurant in L.A. after I'm done with Miami.
Mm-hmm. Why vegan? Because they love that stuff in L.A.
Yeah. They do.
I think it's also because there aren't many vegan soul food restaurants.
Oh, that's cool.
That's something that people are missing. Like, you know, when people, like, go vegan and it's like, hey, but they still want fried chicken.
So that's what vegan soul, that's my new thing I'm going to be working on.
That's pretty cool.
This
show has, so right before we started filming, we were talking about like Lisa Vanderpump and how Vanderpump Rules and her Housewives of Beverly Hills have really helped her businesses. Have you seen that with you? Is this sort of like really propelled your business to the next level?
100%
So much. So just crazy busy all the time now.
Especially on the weekends, we're able to be able to like secure a position in Miami from the income that we have made, which is really great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Off the fans all over the world just want to come to the restaurant.
Any backlash?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the backlash. I mean, I'm curious because, you know, when I look at it, I see these epic blowouts in the restaurant. Has that ever happened when you're not filming?
No.
Well, arguments.
In the back.
Well, the kitchen. We fight a lot in the kitchen.
Or in the walk-in box. That's my favorite.
We fought in the basement. Not us, but some, you know.
I
get a couple of tussles because I try to hire, like, people, you know, that, you know, in prison programs that come out. And sometimes the guys are just rough. And sometimes, you know, they challenge me and, you know, and sometimes these guys only understand one way.
Yeah.
Because that's what they've known their whole entire life. And they won't leave until, you know,
and
it's
they,
like.
Then they challenge you and then they start, like, that guy charged at you? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he charged at me and I just had to rough him up. But that's not who I am and that's not where I'm from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
did you keep them, if he did that to you, did you keep his job? Did you have him come back?
It's so funny because he did come back. Oh, he did hire him again.
I did.
You did.
After I put it on him, I says, now, you know what? You still want to work with me? I like it.
He got back to washing dishes.
Was he a dishwasher? Was he that the whole time? A dishwasher?
Yeah, but he's a really big guy and he's tough.
What was the disagreement about?
The dishes being washed very slowly.
Oh, my God.
And then he's like, you know, you do it then. And I'm like, you're talking to Lawrence like that? He's the boss. Uh-huh. He's the owner. Like, are you going to tell the owner to go wash the dishes?
Yeah.
He pays you. And then Lawrence like
eating in the kitchen all day. Like,
eating.
What the fuck are you eating for? Like, don't eat the food. That's the, what are you picking food for? Get your hands out of that. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't do that.
He came back then after that, huh?
Yeah, but he eventually ended up losing again.
But this is like these are real people. That's really happening. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. What's your favorite dish? What is yours?
I like the fried chicken, mac and cheese, and yams.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I like the catfish, the deep fried catfish, but extra crispy with potato salad and collard greens, and just a little bit of yams on the side.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Because you know I'm coming to your restaurant and I'm gonna have to order the stuff. So.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah, I can't
wait. It's so good.
You know, what is some of the things like you talked about, like this season, having a second season? What is the pressure of the second season compared to the first season? Because you know it's TV to get a TV show one season and then have it come back another season. There's a lot that goes into that energy.
It is.
What is that like now? What's that pressure like?
That pressure give you ulcers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
You guys both feel it?
I am. You know what? During filming, I was stressed because I'm not one of those people who's always like letting out emotions and I'm just very like reserved and like, okay, whatever.
But I'll snatch you up.
This season, I felt like, you know what? This is so much pressure on the line. I can't just try to hide things. It's not going to work. It's going to show anyway. So, you know what? I think I let go of a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And I just gave this season like my all. Like I just put everything out there.
Mm-hmm.
I did. And I feel like that really added to the second season. Mm-hmm. So
she became more of herself and just let all her feelings out, but she didn't want that she didn't hide it from the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, you know what? I'm going to be transparent.
Mm-hmm. Just, no. You know,
more vulnerable.
Yeah.
Instead of like you guys, it seems like you were angry a lot.
Yeah.
Less.
I was, you know, it wasn't even like angry. It was more of like, I'm like most of the time I was just like, I'm not getting involved in it. I'm moving forward. I'm not doing this. Why would I do that? Mm-hmm. But like this season, I'm like, you know what? I am going to speak to you about why you did this to me.
Gotcha.
Because I'm not going to hold in my emotions anymore.
Got it.
So
has it changed the two of you a lot doing this? I feel like it's a lot of pressure on any couple.
Yeah, it has.
For the better, for the worse.
Both.
Yeah. Lowest lows and the best best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both.
I want to ask you guys what you admire about each other.
That when she's sweet, she's sweet.
Look at
and
me.
When she's bad, she's bad.
Look at me.
So you admire both of those.
No, not the bad part.
He loves the bad part.
He loves the bad part.
Okay.
No.
He loves it because it adds spice. Mm-hmm. It's spice.
I love it when she's just like that humble, sweet girl that I met. You know what I mean? But then when she gets into that other, I'm like, oh, who the hell is this girl?
All right, you go. What do you admire about this guy?
You know what? I admire his determination and his creativity.
And my beard.
In your beard.
Well manicured.
It's very well
manicured. Very well manicured. Yeah. I've never seen
him. And his sense of style.
Yeah.
You know?
He does have a sense of style.
He tried to outdo me last night at the premiere party.
With that jacket, the black jacket.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved the jacket and I hated
and
it at
shades,
the same time.
The shades.
Because I got a little jealous.
Well, you knew you were going to marry a rock star when you
said, oh my gosh, she looks amazing. Oh, I hate him.
Well, so I was like at the party last night, like, where is the chef? I'm like, oh, there he is. It was like there were lights around mm-hmm. the two of you. You mentioned married. Is that something that you want? You just said you married a rock star.
We want to get married.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about it right now. We got engaged this year.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I can't give too much away on the show. But
I know.
But he's scared that I'm going to be a bridezilla. So he's like always like, oh, Anna, no.
Can you just elope?
That marriage thing, man, is like, I want to do it and I love it so bad. But are you married?
No.
Why not?
Same reason you're not.
You see what you have to go through with? It's not a game.
It's not a game. Well, I mean, I think that you got to get to know somebody. Make sure you understand that your communication is good
mm-hmm.
and that you like them even when they suck.
I think, you got to be able to deal with the bad mm-hmm. part.
Yeah.
You're right. And that's the key to winning. And that's what we're finding out even with mm-hmm. balancing the show and dealing with, like, you know, crazy fans and dealing mm-hmm. with people not recognizing me as a chef because I'm on a reality show.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, oh, you're messing with that. I mean, look, you guys cheat and go through stuff just like I go through it. I'm just happy. Mine's just televised.
Yeah.
So I think that us balancing all that together and actually showing the world that we're real people that mm-hmm. do real things. Mm-hmm. We make real money.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
we're not just like Jay-Z and Beyonce was having issues, right? And you didn't see it until the elevator part.
I can't believe he cheated.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's a real person, really, but you never saw that lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
If Beyonce said, Anna, get in the elevator, I'd have did the same thing, too. He cheated.
He didn't admit it.
Yes, he did. He admitted it to threesomes and everything.
I think he kind of like put it in a song or something.
He had an interview and he talked about it also. Yeah. I mean, if Beyonce said whip his ass, I'm going to do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beehive. All right.
Beyonce liked my chocolate cake.
I will whip your ass.
She just came to the pink teacup for the chocolate cake on 7th Avenue. I'm telling you. She said she didn't get out the car. She said, have him bring me a slice of that chocolate cake.
And that's what she did. All right. So, see, I'm going to have a conversation with Beyonce.
Beehive.
Please, Beyonce, call me. Okay.
Oh, my God. You guys are so fun to talk to. It's like I'm in an episode right now. I feel like I'm in an episode of your show right now. Where can people find you on social media? And where can they, if they don't know?
So, for Lawrence's Instagram, mm-hmm. it's LP the Chef.
Uh-huh.
And mine is Anna Hustle and Soul. That's Anna with one N.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow the Pink Teacup here in Brooklyn mm-hmm. at the Pink Teacup
mm-hmm.
and our Miami location for all updates and, you know, reservations for parties.
Yeah.
At Pink Teacup Miami.
Yeah.
So everything is the Pink Teacup.
Yeah.
Just
basically.
I'm excited. I'm excited to talk to you guys. Figure that it's real. This is like a real thing. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And
you thought it was fake?
No, I didn't think it was fake. But you know, when you're watching it and you're seeing all that fiery mm-hmm. passion, sometimes you wonder, like, Are they really like that? Yeah. And I love it. It's amazing. It's so real. And I like that you're putting the business out there and showing yourself as business people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just, you know, for no reason.
Put it like this. She was arrested mm-hmm. during the show. And
Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be coming up, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about it. But it's that real.
Well,
you know, lawyers involved.
Yeah.
And, And I'd never been arrested in my life before, so now I'm like fighting charges mm-hmm. of something, of accusations of over a show, and it's yeah. like you hire lawyers for this stuff.
Did you get to see this play out a little bit? No.
You see what brought.
Yeah, you see
some
what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if WeTV wants to go deep into it, but the show it's real, and it's mm-hmm. like real life stuff that yeah. we yeah. go through with
yeah.
every day.
Yeah. And it's also just...
We don't have enough episodes to show y'all, so if they give us 13 episodes, yeah. you'll be able to see
yeah.
it.
You should have a webisode.
A webisode.
A webisode right. of yourself. Or just IG Live that. Hey.
Yeah, I do go on IG Live, and I also tweet during the show.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Thursdays at 10 local time.
Yep.
10 p.m.
And
Thursday
10 p.m.,
nights.
Not a.m. It's not a morning show.
On WeTV.
On WeTV. I got to see some previews of the season, and it's really, 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 really,
juicy.
Really... juicy.
It's lit.
It's like a roller coaster, really fast.
Let me hear you say it's lit.
It's lit.
It's lit.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you. You're amazing. I would love to come back and do your show again. You're amazing.
Yeah, anytime you want. You got it. You
definitely.
Got it.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.